Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where each time we consider a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Pigliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. In episode 429, season 3, we reflect on Seneca in letters 123-2. Bad bread, you say, but just wait for it. It will become good. Hunger will make even such bread delicate and of the finest flavor. Seneca himself did not go hungry by necessity throughout his life, but he did regularly fast, precisely in order to remind himself of how lucky he was in that respect. It is a general psychological phenomenon, well understood by modern researchers, that people quickly get used to whatever goods they have and begin to take them for granted. As a result, we have more and more things and amenities, and yet we are unappreciative and dissatisfied. That's why engaging in the sort of mild exercises in self-deprivation that the Stoics incorporated in their practice is useful. It's a way to develop an attitude of gratitude, and at the same time, to remind ourselves that many of the so-called necessities of life are not in fact necessary, and certainly do not make us better human beings, which is why the Stoics class them among the preferred indifference. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will return with a new episode very soon, if Fortuna allows, of course. If you like this podcast, please consider supporting it by opening your browser and going to anchor.fm/Stoic Meditations. Also, please take a minute to give the podcast a good review on whatever platform you're using to listen to it. Thank you.